beginning of the Chazara will be a fairly contained issue, which is discussed in Siman Tzadi Aleph. That's what we're starting about, say, in the opening Sifim. Shulchan Aruch begins in Tzadi Aleph, Aleph Vosor Gvina Shenogu Zebezeh Mutorim. So that's a Mishnah, Nafkuv Zayinim Advez, and Mesech Techulin. Okay, so this is an important din. We should open the Gemara, see the original source, and then we'll see how things proceed from there. Kuv Zayinim Advez. Mishnah says, Tzor Odom Bosor Gvina B'mitfach HaSachas. You have to rinse it off. This is quoted halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. This Meferesh HaMishnah with the Gemara thereupon on Kuv Zayin and Beis is the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph. Very nice. But when you look here in Tzadi Aleph Aleph and in the Mefarshim, I go start with the source in Shas, Perikol HaBosar. So you find that there's an analysis of which even precedes Tzadi Aleph Aleph, which is the very end of Peites, which we have to see that right now. Peites Siv Dalet. Peites Siv Dalet has to do with Tzadi Aleph in the following sense. Let's open up the Peites Siv Dalet. Mich shachol gvina v'rotz alechol basar tzorech levayr me'al ha'shulchan shiurei pas shachol ema gvina v'yos alechol gvina al mapa shachol ba'basar v'kol shken she'os alechol gvina filo tzonenes. Okay, so the whole series of harachokos, here we talk about they shouldn't touch each other on Tzadi Aleph, but in Peites, we're concerned, before we even get there, with the mixing up of certain things. You may recall that we saw an expression in the Hagos Ashri, in Perek Ches, Halacha Siman Zayin, Mitzum in Amufchar, Hecha she'ochel gvina v'rotza lechel bosar tzorch lahave me'al ha'shulchem ha'lechem v'chol ha'machol she'olu im ha'gvina al ha'shulchem v'chakach yavi bosar v'yochel from the Orz Ruach or mitzvah min ha'mufcha. Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say mitzvah min ha'mufcha. He says tzorch levar. Of course, where's this all coming from? So if you look at the side, it explains it's coming from the tour right over here, the tour in Tzadi Aleph. That's the connection. So this tour, that's the basis for the halacha in Siman Peites, but it's really the tour in Siman Tzadi Aleph. Those who have the tour can open up. Those who have it. The tour in Tzadi Aleph quotes this Yerushalmi, where these restrictions are found. Och Yisa B'Yerushalmi, Hadein D'Ochel Chubit Zubor L'Mechel Kupar Mevar Psisi. Pirish mi she'ochel gvina v'rotz alechol bosar tzorach levar me'al ha'shulchan shirei pas she'ochel ema gvina. So this is a very important question. What's tzorach and what's a mitzvah min ha'mufchar? So Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe the following chiddush. He says if it's shirei pas, psisim, crumbs, that's tzorach. Absolutely got to get rid of it. Because there your hands are all over the place. It's place your hands, touch the crumbs or the little slices. No way you can put it on the middle of the table. What happened to the big challah? Oh, the huge challah in the center of the table. That is not an absolute requirement. That's only a mitzvah min hamufcha. So all right, so Moshe, to answer this problem. Now, we looked up in the original source in the Orz Ruach. Didn't sound that way. Didn't sound that way. Sounded it's a problem no matter what, whether it's big or small. And Rav Moshe said that the mitzvah min hamufcha is not based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, if you look at Nagos Ashri, it's tenable, but not in the original source, which is in the Orz Ruach, where it says Beferish Fakert. So it's a bit of a problem. A bit of a problem. So on this basis, there is another girsa over here. Not psisim, but piste. Piste is a pas. Not just a psisim, a shiurim. Two different girsas in the Yerushalmi. So there are those who maintain that any bread which is on the table, which is on a milchik table, or fleshik table, has to be removed and no longer used for milchik. So therefore, if you have Shabbos table, you have a challah on the table. Not only the things that you slice and you're giving out, which is, of course, everyone has with their meaty hands, but even the part that wasn't sliced, there's also always a leftover half a challah. Even that shouldn't be used on Sunday morning to put in your milchik of French toast. Because it was on a fleshik table, Rav Moshe would say it's mutter mikra radin. And those who disagree would not permit that. No, that's a matter of dispute. Interestingly, the Bali HaShulchan, as known as usually big machmer, he likes Rav Moshe over here. Okay, good. We'll take it. So, and he says, for example, otherwise, not only bread, salad. Salad, it depends on what kind of salad. Do you use a separate salad, you know, spoon to take the salad out? Then he says there's room to be mekel. But if you're using the typical fleshiga cutlery in that salad, which it could be meaty, then you could no way you can use that salad for a milchik meal. This is relevant. All these things are relevant halacha lemaisa. So we try the best to be machmir as much as we can, but there are mekilim in this area as well. Okay, so this is very, very important to understand. Once we're here, in Siman Pei Tes, Siv Dalet, where we're starting, so there's an important din over here. It says, Asa lechol gvina al mapa she'ochlu ba'basar. The source for this is a Tshuvas HaRashba. At the Pischei Tshuvas, it's called in Cheskos HaRadvaz. What does it say? As k'shemenichin ha'basar v'agvina al mapa. Ozei shlocha she'meyitbeku ze'bezeh. You put it directly on the tablecloth or on the table. Ava min hagenu lehavi kol machal al shulchan bekaros. We put it on plates. And therefore, what? It's no problem, right? Well, then he says it's enough to overturn the mapa. His logic should be it's enough even to have the same mapa, as long as it was on a plate. So those who are making, are relying upon the Tshuvas HaRadvaz without the extra stringency thrown in here by the Pischei Tshuva. All right? That's the Pashup Shah. Good. So these are some of the initial chumris before we even get to the Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Aleph. This is based on the Turin Tzadi Aleph. Somehow it's found in the Shulchan Aruch and Pei Tes, because that's where the initial archokos are found, between meat and milk. Fine. So once we're here, there's a discussion of how many kinds of kelim you have to have. It says over here in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes at the very end in Siv Dalet, afilu pas she'ochlim ha'agvina also lachtoch b'sakin she'chotchin ba'basar. If you have the a bread that you eat with cheese, you should not be using cutting it with a knife that you're using to cut fleshik. Okay, that makes perfect sense based upon the Tshuvas HaRashba as well. But then the Rambam says, "For nagu kol yisrael liyos some shnei sakinim." You have the fleshik knife and a milchik knife. You have to have two different knives. That's what the Rambam writes over here. He limits it to knives. That's he's talking about knives. Our minig is to have everything separate, not just knives. We have everything separate, not just knives separate. We have spoons separate, forks separate. Knife is unique, because knife is what we call tuchko de sakina. But we have it separate, not only with respect to knives, but with respect to everything else as well. What up, b'di'evet? So the Prichodesh writes over here, it's in Kohen Chav Beis, it's also even b'di'evet, unless you know for its fact it's mekunach yofe. It is well washed off. The Dake Tshuva says, what was it? In Tzadi Vav, Sifkot and Dalet, Dake Tshuva says that nowadays we wash our knives off much better than they did in the olden days. So today, when we have even more, we're more advanced than the Dake Tshuva was in his day, so there's room to be mekel b'di'evet. It's interesting, once again, this found over here in Pei Tes, but the original source is in the Dake Moshe in Siman Tzadi Aleph. There's a lot of change over here. In Darkei Moshe Tzadi Aleph Siv Cotton Beis, he says as follows. He says you have to have two different knives. That's the Darkei Moshe over here, Tzadi Aleph Siv Cotton Beis, and it's again found its way in the Shulchan Aruch from Tzadi Aleph to the end of pay test. But it really belongs, if you will, conceptually belongs to Sim and Sadi Av. That's how we are discussing it right now. And Dr. Moshe talks about three knives. Why three knives? He discusses the sugya in Chulin, Tavchesim and Beis. And there talks about you have to have actually three knives. Here also be three knives. So it's Fleshika, Milcha, and Parv. And the Poskim say it's a good idea to have a Parv knife as well. Because you want to cut bread and onions, things which are supposed to remain neutral, with a Parv knife. So maybe you'll have a separate knife for their Chala knife only for the Parv, or an onion knife only for the Parv, which is a very smart thing to do. Once we're on this topic, we should mention that which is found over here in, again, in Peites, just ending off at the last line in the Mishpat Zov, Zov, Sivkot and Zayin, the Hagil Kli Mibosa L'Cholov, Osir. You're not supposed to kasher from Fleshik to Milchik, so Milchik to Fleshik, use the word Osir. It's a very powerful word, it's only a minig. It's among Avram quotes in Hilchas Yom Tif, and the Rosh Hashanah doesn't even like it. It's not. There's no basis for it. There's no source. There really is no real source for it. That's again, the Avchesim and Beis get that impression. You have to be separate for this, separate for that. Just kasha. One, just kasha. No, it's better than a kasha. If you make a mistake, you get mixed up. Fine. Bottom line is, but the Rosh Hashanah himself, who doesn't like the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham, he's the one who says that the Minhag HaRamah having two separate knives extended now to all silverware, everything. Forks, knives, spoons, two of everything. Everything. Even if you're using it for cold, everything. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to suggest. The only possible distinction is some have glasses. Some use the same glass for all things. Glass in Apollo, they assume. And the chance of you touching the same spot on your lips. But here it's the flesh can be a little small. So there are people who have only one set of glass, drinking glasses. That still exists in our time. Fine. Rabbi Osai. Having said all that, we're now ready to open the Shulchan Aruch to Tzadi Aleph. We read it already before. We had to have all this preliminary stuff from Peites, which again finds its source in the Tur and the Dark Emotion in Tzadi Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch to Peites Dalet. Now we get the Tzadi Aleph proper. And here we have the idea of something which is rinsed off. Rinsed off. So we saw it's Kufzayin Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis has another Chiddush. What's in Siv Beis? In Siv Beis it says it's a very important din, Rabosai. And the din, if you look on the side, where does it come from? It comes from the Rashman, the Torah, the Baal HaEter. This is the famous din of the Baal HaEter. What did he say? Kol midi deboi hadocha gon lehaniach sarhetet tzonen bekora shalisur tzonen also the chatchila de ma'ocha b'lo hadocha. That's mavushal. But it's chai shari, because you're not going to forget, since you always rinse it off. Whatever you always rinse off, I'm not afraid you're going to forget to rinse it off. Fine. This is what it says. Good. Moed, if it's totally dry, you don't even need hadocha. Look into Kufra Falav, he tells you to look. Okay, this is the Simen Tzadi Aleph Siv Beis, which we have to discuss now for another few minutes. Some very important halachas over here. Very important dinner. So again, to make a very long story very short, there are a number of questions. Here, the Dake Moshe is bothered by the following question. This is in Tzadi Aleph. We already pointed out the Dake Moshe. Yesh lahakshas mafurash gemara in the sechet psachim. Gemara has the mesechet psachim daf lamed amud beis kli shenishtamash bo chametz mishtamash bo matzah. Quoted in the Turin in Aruch Chaim Tafnun Aleph. Mutal lishtamash betzonein bekli yisur. So why over here is the Shulchan Aruch saying, the Torah saying from the Baal HaEter, that you're not allowed to do it? The Mefurash and Nuchos Pesach, you're allowed to do it. L'chein nirali, l'wasa l'shtamish bo, ele bosor v'chayotze bo, d'isfei l'achluchis, avo d'ave yovesh kon matza, b'kli chometz shari. That's answer number one. Is it wet? It's a problem. If it's dry, it's no problem. What else? Another distinction. Chometz is different. Right. Chometz is different. We don't understand exactly why so far. But then he says, oh, even a better distinction. Ben Dava Balua Isr Bechamin, then it's also the Shtamash Betzona. Kuf Chafalav, he quotes. The Shtamash of Isr Tzone, the Shchamat Zomata, Mut. Vizah Teretz, Nirali Iker. His better Teretz, it depends how it came in. Did it come in hot, or did it come in cold? If it came in hot, we should be Machmir, and rinse it off. If it came in cold, everything's cold, then it's no problem. That's what you find in Nuchos Chamas. Okay, so the first Teretz was wet versus dry. The second Teretz Ramoy is, did it come in hot initially, or did it come in cold? Two separate Teruts, very nice, found in the Dark of Moshe, Tzadi Aleph. What does it say over here, Abosai? We find in Simon Tzadi Aleph, Ramoy himself in Hagor, Davka Dova Shiyesh Bo Lachluchas Ktsas, Dova Shmamish, Imbola Klirak Betzon in Mutter. You know what he did there, Ramo, over here? He took the chumras of both Terutsu. He had two chumras, he put them both in. One of them machme if it came in hot, two of machme if it came in wet. He's machme for both Terutsu. Okay, very nice. Comes the Shach, he doesn't understand why he's so machme. Why he's so machme? He says, the real answer is, he thinks, the Shach, contrary to what we said until now, that the whole chumra over here, if it's not clean. It's not clean. If it's clean, there's no reason to be machmir. No. The whole thing is wrong. But he quotes the Turi Yaradeh Kuf Chaf Aleph. No. There we have a right to be makel. It all depends if it's clean or dirty. So the Shach comes to the conclusion. If it's clean, there's no problem. If it's not clean, then there's a problem, Rabosai. So if we know for a fact it's clean, we have a right to be makel. If we don't, not. So forget all the chumras. Forget the chumra of getting hot. Forget the chumra of it's wet. It's all irrelevant. Everything is mutter as long as you know it's perfectly clean. You have to know it's perfectly clean, though. How do you know it's clean? What makes something clean? Yeah, I guess you have to look and check it out very carefully to make sure that it's clean. But if you know it's clean, there's room to be makel. Oh, is that completely true? Is there any chumra that the Shach does mention? Yes, there is one. It's a very lengthy Shach here. Tzadi Aleph of Kotten Gimel. Okay, he says as follows. Of course, the Mefurish Din in Tzadi Dal. That's what we're going to get to Mitzvah next week. Kederish and his Bashal Mavosa B'chol Mutlish Blessed B'Peres Otzone. I feel the Otzone in Lach, even though it's Ain Darkel Hadiach like Peres, because it's clean. Whatever's clean is no problem. Clean is no problem. Aye, there's a Mordechai and a Tosis and a Avodah Zarah. No. That's below Kinuach. Again, his whole Yisod is all the chumas that we had. When you're worried about if it's wet, you're worried about if it came in hot. It's only if it's not perfectly clean. He told him at the end, a possible chumra. You got to be honest. The Shachas is a great savior. He's makel against the Ramah. But even he quotes a chumra. I'm not saying we have to follow his chumra, but he quotes a chumra. What's that? Inami weaker. The sphere of the klicheres shining. Ho-ho. Because even the Rashba and Chulin is makel by klicheres. But the Torah and the Mechaber say, no, even Klicheres Mutlish Damash Betzona. Okay, so here that's his Chazar again. We're going to follow the Shach. We can be Makel if it's Lach. We can be Makel if it came in originally hot. As long as we use it for cold now, Het the Gomer. As long as we know it's perfectly clean. What if it's Cheres? The Rashba's Machmir, but the Torah and the Mechaber are Makel. Why should Cheres be more Chomer? One of two reasons. Either Cheres absorbs a lot, that's one reason. Well, cheres is not kasherable. That's another reason. Can we not commit it to the two reasons? What if there's another item which is not cheres but is not kasherable for some other reason? And a whole slew of not commit. I'm not going to go into it because I think the minigas to be make it like the Shach all the way with the Torah and the Mechab. Even if it's cheres, this is where people have to go nebuch to non-kosher restaurants. There are people that, yesterday I was at a bris in the morning, I have to go to a non-kosher restaurant, I have an interview with a resident, the whole story. I said, try not to eat anything. Yeah, but he has to eat something. He was wondering if he could eat cold pasta. I said, where are you going to get it from? I'll bring it from home. I said, okay, bring your plate from home too. It's not going to look good. I'm going to eat on their plate. I said, look, even if the plate happens to be China, it's mutter, we pass like the Shach, even though it's absorbed hot, and even though the pasta is a little bit wet, it's mutter meikaradin, as long as it's absolutely clean. I said, if it'd be better to use your own. That's true, the Ramon Kufcha Falun says all these leniencies don't apply B'kviyas, only by a crowing. But we had suggested if you're going to eat out in a restaurant, yeah, he's a doctor, there's no time to eat in a restaurant. So he just has to get a residency. Once a year, goes for an interview, whatever it is, it's not considered to be bekev. And if it is, different restaurants, different plates, different places, different situations, according to many authorities, it's not considered to be kavua. And therefore, the chumrah, the ramah, those who have this in kuf chaf aleph, can open up and see it there, because it's important to see everything in one time. We have here in Saudi Aleph. One second. Here's Kuf Chaf Aleph. It's towards the green sefer. Ends at Kuf Chaf Beis, which is towards the tippity end of Kuf Chaf Aleph. What we find over here, let's see it. Here we go. As long as it's clean, you may use it. But v'davka v'derech aroi, k'don shu v'beis akum. You're in a trefa restaurant. There's no bigger beis akum than that. Or b'di'evit, avol kvius yesh machmirim v'omimish afil l'shtamish v'otzonein tzorech hagol olib v'gzer shem yishtamish v'ochamin. And he quotes it from the Mordechai. Such a gzer v'hochi noagin. Okay, so you have to be very careful not to do it bekvias. Okay, everyone with me so far? These are some of the highlights. We also mentioned briefly, we talk about hadacha. What is hadacha? So the some authorities say hadacha means in contrast to shifshuf. Shifshuf is rubbing. Hadacha means just dunking. Yeah, just dunk it. That's considered to be hadacha. And they say, well, you know, hadacha is good enough. Shifshuf is a higher madrega. And others say, no. Hadacha itself is more than just a very light dipping in water. Where do they get it from? The last daf of Masechta Avodah Zarah tells us that a person does two things. First, he is matgil v'mayim, and then one after the other. Then he's mediach. Right? If it's only in cold, you don't have to do liban on the fire. You don't have to do hagol in hot water. Mediach. So the question is raised: Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why can't putting into the mikveh that itself is? It's Madiach. We have to remember Madiach as a separate issue. From there we see that Madiach doesn't just mean to let it just go into water. It has to mean to rub it. But Shifshif Heitev is to rub very hard. If it's a little bit of rubbing, a little bit of agitation, that's called what we call Hadacha. And without that, there's maybe a problem even with the Eva, because maybe there's still dirt on it. What I suggested was, though, if you have a hard stream of water, that may be the equivalent of Hadacha. In other words, a stream of water. As opposed to just dipping it in the mikvah, there's no counter pressure, just sort of dip. That is not counter towards hadacha, as we saw. But if you have a stream of water, we suggest that maybe the stream of water would be in the category of hadacha, if not at shifshuf. These are some of the other important halachas. Bidi, Eved, Rebbe Osayin, all these things. We try to avoid these things, the chatchila in general. So there's a discussion in the Pesach Tshuva Aleph about Duchka de Sakina. Maybe you require Shifshuf, a much more significant rubbing to eliminate everything. Some say it's only if it's Duchka de Sakina together with a Dover Shamein. But Duchka below Shamnunis or Shamnunis below Duchka, Sagi behadocha bi'alma. The word bi'alma conveys an impression, just dip it into water. We don't like that. We take out the word bi'alma. Hadocha means it's in water, but with some rubbing, as opposed to shifshif heitev. We had the yukav lashon of the Rashba, if you recall. So the question is only, it's an open question, will rinsing under a hard stream of water from the faucet, will that be considered the equivalent of hadacha or not? Better just rub a little bit. If you rub a little bit, that's considered to be hadacha, although it's not quite considered to be shifshif. Okay, Rabosai, this is a very quick analysis of this Indian. There's much more to be said, but we want to get to the main topic of today's shiur, which is Tata Govar. So we will have to leave the rest for another time and get to the main topic of today's shiur, which is, as I said before, Tata Govar. Good. For both sides, we get right to it. As you know, Tata Govar is a very major sugya, and we're going to try in a little more than an hour to summarize 2 weeks of hard work on the topic. Okay? Let's summarize the best we can. So, the sugya of Tata Govar, Rabbi Osai, is not found in Masechta Chulin directly. It's found in Masechta Psochin, on the Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Many of you may still have that Xerox copy that we made for everybody of Psochin, on the Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And those who don't have it can see it over here in the Rif or the Rush. They quote this Gemara of Tato Govar. And it's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Ilo Govar, and Shmuel says Tato Govar. And of course, the question is, how do we paskin? It's clear in the Gemara, in the Poskin, we paskin like Shmuel, that Tato Govar. Okay. What does it mean, Tato Govar? That's a big question. What does it mean, Tato? What does it mean, Ilo? And why? Those are the fundamental questions we have to analyze today, to the best of our ability. So, if in my Rif, it's on page Kuf Chof Aleph. The old Rif, it's Mem Aleph from the base. Itmar, Machlokes. Good. So the Rif quotes the Machlokes, and he paskins Tato Govar, but he quotes the Gemara, Tato Govar, yes, but Ademekale Bola. What does Ademekale Bola means? That while the cold is on the bottom and the hot is on top, so the cold wins, but it does have, take a little bit, to use the pun, takes a little bit of heat, and a little bit of heat comes from the top, so that Ademekale Bola, there's a little bit of absorption in the top peel, the klipa balmasagi of the items, because the even though the cold on the bottom wins, the top on the hot on the top permeates a klipa's worth. Okay, that's the sugi here in Pesachim on the Ayin Vav, which is found over here in the Rif Kuf Chaf Aleph or Mem Aleph, as the case may be in your various prints. Fine, that's what it says. Good, very very nice. How far does this apply? When does it apply? So the Aruch HaShulchan is this famous, famous comment. It says to say it all the time. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Right? I think they told me scientifically it depends upon the relative heat and the relative size and something called specific something or other, which is a term of art in the world of physics, which I don't fully appreciate. But the first way I understand very well is the Balabos. Depends how hot it is and how big it is. So Aruch HaShulchan doesn't go too much into the hot, goes into the big. The bigger item is going to prevail. No matter, it doesn't matter, top or bottom. He says pshat this way in the Tosfos Shabbos at Mem Beis and Aleph, where Tosfos is bothered by the question. The Gemara talks about pouring water into water, hot water to cold water to hot water. So Rashi throws in Tato Gover. The Tosfos says, well, what's Rav going to do with it? The Tosfos says, not do it Tato Gover. Because here it's the X Latok Y. You put the smaller amount into the bigger amount, so the bigger amount's going to win. As at the Mepharshim's point, doesn't mean the bigger amount's going to win no matter what. It means they post can say, will it be Yatzel at the end of the day or not? It's a matter of number one, volume, and number one, intensity. This is what the Tosa Rush says in Pesachim and Shabbat Ha-Ben Bezim and Aleph. Depends how hot it is. This is very super hot, and this is just a little bit cold, a little bit below Yatzel at and the hot's going to win. In other words, Mamish coming from the freezer, so, so cold. And this one is just barely above the outside lettuce bowl, and the cold's going to win. It's a matter of, I like this shot, and I think that it indicates yet another chiddush, which is, I'm fighting against the whole world, which is that Tato Gova works only if it reaches the outside lettuce bowl. If it remains ice cold, and ice cold is defined halacha, it's bleeds the outside lettuce bowl, then there can be no blee or bishul. That's what I like to say, although I'm the first to admit I'm against many, many, many gdolim who say not the way. Tato Gova works by magic. The bottom is hot and the top is cold, remains cold, there's still bliya, maybe still in bishul. I have problems with that, but again, we'll be discussing it as the shiur goes on today, as we have been for the last month. Just want to remind you of that particular nakuda. Fine. This is very, very important. It's against the Gemara Nafai involved, and it's against all the Rishonim, and it's against them. What do you mean? Taisvus Mefurish, Membezim and Alvin Shabbos. So the Beis Meir says, sorry, Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, he came before the Aruch HaShulchan. Sorry, Aruch HaShulchan. That Tosfos is talking about Bishul. Bishul. For Bishul, it has to reach out to Letters well for sure. And it has to be really work. For that, you need the majority and the intensity of the Tosfos Rosh added. But for Bliya, Tato Govar applies no matter what. And there are indications in the Gemara, at least at the beginning of the Gemara, on the Fayin Vavim and Aleph, to that effect. Who was the one who came out of oblivion to not only to support the Aruch HaShulchan but to make it even more powerful by invoking that Tosfos Rosh Hashanah as well? That is the, remember who was? The Ravan, the Gedolei Kadmonei Rishonim, as Beferish black and white, that depends on volume, it depends on intensity of heat. So the Ocha Shulchan, who never saw the Ramban, he would have certainly quoted him. I don't know if it was even printed in his time. But Mamash Mefurish like him, yes.
That Ramban is on the study of Pesachim?
Correct. We had it on the screen, did we not? I'm quite sure. We had that. That's gold. That's unbelievable, that Ramban. That's the way we are classicists from both sides. We go back to the Ravan. Who said Beferish against the Ravan? Nobody. I go the other way around. Ocha Shulchan is accused of Chadosh Mikorov Vov. I say the other way around. The Ravan is like him, and who says Fakert? Okay. That's what I think the Ravan is very, very, that's a critical find for both sides in the Ravan. Fine. Now, but there's a Gemara, and the Gemara has to be considered. There are two parts of the Gemara supposed to say as being posing a threat to the Ocha Shulchan. No question about it. One, the Gemara in Pesachim here, the riff, what he did was he quoted the beginning of the Gemara and the end of the Gemara, left out the middle. Luckily, the Ran quotes part of the middle of the Gemara. And the Gemara over here, if you have the Ran in front of you, in my edition, it's the bottom of the right column. Nota mirotu al acheres v'chazer elo yitles v'kom. Says these, I think we saw the lashon of in either the Megillah Sefer or somewhere, that the volume of the cheres of the tanner, a huge earthenware oven, is gadol le'ein aruch, no comparison to it of its volume to a simple drop of the carbon paste which fell. And yet the Gemara introduces in an ayin vav in Masechta Pesachim. Tato gavar lo gavar in that context as well. Bishlam olirav olzi lo gavar. We understand this makoma. Right, the Ran quotes it because I'm gadaita with mcheres tonenes. Bishlam the man the yomei lo gavar. I'm to the haki itlas makoma. Okay, so you see that according to Rav, lo gavar, it's enough to have the tilas makom. So first tato gavar, it's also enough to have the tilas makom. Lo nearly came. It's a discussion if you need klipa and tila. Not for it, going into it all at the very, very moment. But that's the Gemara, it's important to see. That's one raya against the Aruch HaShulchan. And the second raya, Rabosai, is Sochel B'Shemesh Shel Truma. Is that found in the Ran over here as well? Yes. The Ran says it later on. The same paragraph in the Ran. Now we're on top of column 2, on page Kuf Chaf Aleph. What do you say? The top line, Toshma Sochel B'Shemesh Shel Truma, Kohanim Yochlu V'Mishel Yisrael, Yadi Chenu, Tzli Yiklev HaSachitzo. Ilog bisham, ilog ova, da da, tatog ova. What again? Here, this it's infinitesimal, the Shemesh Shel Truma, compared to what, Rabosai? To the big fat Korban Pesach. So you see, klar, the Aruch HaShulchan is incorrect. Yeah? Okay. How do we defend the Aruch HaShulchan? We have to defend him. The other Aruch HaShulchan, the Ravan! The Aruch HaShulchan says he lived 100 years ago, a little more. Ah! But the Ravan lived almost 1,000 years ago, and he's commenting on the Gemara of Pesachim. How can you can't just leave him hanging out to dry? You have to defend him. So what the simplest defense is, yes, the Havamid is against the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ravan, but the Maskon is exactly like them. What do you want to say about Shemesh Shel Truma? You want to listen to the Gemara? You have the Gemara in front of you? Can I borrow it? Yeah, I want to read it to you from the inside. Thank you. The Lashon of the Gemara, end of Ayin Vavim and Alv, the Maskon of the Gemara, is Sochel B'Shemesh Shel Truma. You know why it has this particular din? The Masha B'Yamu Davida. Oh, that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ravan saying. It's not just an automatic Zeres across of Aloch Moshe Mitzinai Tato Gova. It depends upon the quantity. And here it's a Masha B'Yamu. We have a right to be lenient. That's all. And if once you're saying that the Maskon is different, you can say the same distinction with respect to the Tana Shel Cheres. The most conclusion is it's a Tana which is Cham. Not so none. So at the beginning may have been against the Ravan and the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Maskana could be like them. So we can defend them in that fashion. We must defend them. It's a classical Risha. We have to defend them. So therefore, I'm a big fan of the Ravan and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Gemaras, which are against them, seem to be only in the Havamina. Just to give us other, we have many other things to say. Could be Kli Cheres is more Chomer. We just saw Kli Cheres has a different Bogliyas. We just saw whatever it may be. But the simple level is a Havamina Maskana issue. And the Maskana said Gemara, we can say like the Ravan and like the Aruch HaShulchan, which is what I believe is correct. And I think what also emerges from this, because Hobo Atalia, is that there's no belief, it's not yatzaletz bo. You can't say tatog over automatically, because if you say tatog over automatically, then it makes sense. The volume is irrelevant. But the volume is relevant because, you know why? Because, but what's valid? Because the bigger one will be go over because it's going to be more determinant in terms of what the temperature is going to be. That's a push of shot. That's a push of shot toast in Shabbos Membeis. It's a chasnish's shot. That it means, doesn't mean majority versus minority. It's 51%, 212 degree water, excuse me, 49%, 212 degree water, and 51%, 100 degree water. It's going to end up the Yatzel Elisbo. It's going to be Osir. It's not just a matter of 51-49. It's irrelevant. The relative temperature as well as the Ravan to Beferish and Tulsa Rosh to Beferish. That's what it means. That's what Tulsa meant as well. So that fits into our way of thinking. Okay, Rabbi Elsayn, this is our initial introduction into the idea of Tatogava. Such an important sugya, Rabbi Elsayn. Such an important sugya. It's interesting to note that there is an important how should I say, citation. We have to understand what exactly is cited, what is not cited in the terms of the Gemara in Masechta Psach. Okay? There are a series of citations. We have to understand where everything is coming from, and by doing that we'll be able to get a better handle on things. Oh. There's a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, Rabbi Elsayn, discusses a very important issue, which is Irui. Irui we just had this very recently. We're coming back to it again. What does Irui mean? You pour A onto B, right? We just had last week's parasha, but Ta'ar Kada, and you pour the water out. Okay. So Irui, Rabbi Elsayn, comes in two flavors. Nifsika Kiloach, Lo Nifsika Kiloach. Lo Nifsika means it's an uninterrupted stream from the vessel which was on the fire, called the Kli Rishon. Maybe it's even more strict if it's presently on the fire and overflowing, or it's in an electric urn, things of that nature. We'll get to that. Versus Nifsak, which means it's drip, drip. By the time it hits the bottom, it's alone connected to the top. Okay? Keep all this in mind. So, this is the following discussion. The Trumas Hadeshen says, Rabbi Elsayn, that typically, Nota beirot for alacheres, right? Iru shenifska kiluach. There may be some level of bliya. The Vilna Gaon quotes that raya of not from beirot. Nota means it's drip, drip, drip. There's no connection. And despite the fact that it's not connected, right? We thought it's a cheres tzonenes. Despite that fact, Rabbi Elsayn, it's still something happening. Something is going on. The Trumas Hadeshen based it on a Tosus on Daf Ches, and for those who, let's just refresh our memories. Rabbi Elsayn, I know we're going back. Turn to Tzimin Tzadi Beis Siftes. Please turn Tzadi Beis Siftes. Ner shel chelav asik ner shel shava shel notaf imena tipa kli ein sarach ki im gereira. Okay? Why? So the Shach explains, but what's so special about it? But the particular case where it's mamish on the fire proper, then even though it's nifsika kiluach, we have to be machmer. And the Trumas Hadeshen quotes the source. I told you the source that he quotes is the Tosfos in Masechta Chulin on Daf Ches. The Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Elsayn, the Vilna Gaon brings a right from a Gemara. A Gemara in Ketzet Tzon, this is Sivkot and Mem Gimel, Tna Nota Mirotev, Saga Data Becheres Tzonenes, Afal Gav the Posuk HaKiluach, as Tosfos says in Zvachim Tzadivav. The Trumas Hadeshen says, this is unique. It's called Hashmisho Edeho Or, Tosfos Chulin Daf Ches Amin Aleph, which is, again, it drips from something which is literally on the fire, not even with the intervention of a pot. That's mocham. It's interesting to note that although the Gra quotes the Mefurash of Gemara in Ayin Vav, it's very important to note that the Trumas Hadeshen himself did not quote that Gemara. Halo Davaru. The Truma said, if the Gra is an Afana Gemara, why didn't the Trumas Hadeshen quote the Afana Gemara? Maybe he holds like we said before. That's only the Havamina, Rabosa. That's the Havamina. The Maskana, we cannot bring any riots. Can't bring any riots. Or maybe only Rav holds that way, but not Shmuel. We always identify Rav and Shmuel as being mirror images of each other. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Rav may not be the mirror image of Shmuel. We will see as we go that they may not be exactly the same. So that I'm thinking that Rav Akert, that the Truma Session did not quote this Gemara, it must be a reason. Again, either because it's a Havamina, or because Rav and Shmuel may not be mirror images of each other. Rabosai, we're moving slowly into this sugya, a very important sugya, of Tatoa Gavar and Iloa Gavar. Right? Rabosai, I hope you follow me so far. Trying to explain things in a methodical as way as we possibly can. Very, very important stuff. Okay. It's interesting, Rabosai. There is an issue over here of Ademekale Bola. Ademekale Bola, as the poskim say, is a chumra bial. It's one of many, many sources. Because strictly speaking, we should argue that it should be nothing. The Gemara thought it was nothing. The original text of the Braisa was nothing. If it's what's called Cham L'Tov Tzona. It's nothing. It's what we call a Chumra B'Alma. Now this Chumra B'Alma, Rabosai, Ademekel Leibola, the question will be, how far do we go with it? And what's its impact on other areas? My position has been straight through, and I think that the Mechaber Ramah on my side, and there are many others disagree, is that Bishul and Bliya are the same. Tosfos Shita basically, in Masechta Shabbos Membeis and Medveis. Tosfos is bothered by the question, is Iru Kli Rishon, is Iru Kli Sheni? And they come to a compromise. Iru is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Where do you get it from? Psocha Mayin Vav, at the Mekalei Bola. If it's Bola Kedei Klipa, it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Goes together. They're Mamash, they're twins. And I like to follow that Shita whenever I possibly can. One possible exception is this. Ader Mekale Bola, if it's only a Chumra B'Alma, maybe I'm willing to concede that this Chumra B'Alma is without Bishul. So there are some who claim it doesn't even need Yatzal Edesbo. No, if it's not Yatzal Edesbo, it can't be Bishul. That's the Aleph Beis on Hilchos Shabbos. So this is those who say you don't need Yatzal Edesbo, so that indicates that it's a unique Chumra that I'm willing to concede, potentially. I don't want to say for sure, but potentially, that's a Chumra B'Alma. But generally speaking, I like very much to push the opinion that Bishul and Bliya go together, which is not mine to make that Chiddush up. The Tosfos is a Beferish, and Shabbos Membeis and Medbeis. The same as we know it's the Mekel Ebola and Hilchos Bliya, it's Mevashek and Eklipa as well. That's my preferred Shita. I just want to keep it in mind. Now, the issue which is found in the poskim in this regard is something which we have to analyze a little bit, and that is as follows. Let's listen carefully to some of these considerations. Rabosa, we find as follows. When, let's put the following case. Just imagine I have a roast on the fire, mamish. It's rolling on the grill right now, and I put something on top of it which is cold. Would Rav say in that case, Ilo Govar? No way in the world. It's on the fire, mamish. Ridiculous. There's no Ilo Govar that talk of a while it's on the fire, mamish. It seems to be that Dava push it. So it seems to me. And Paul's going to say it. I didn't make it up myself. Chavaz Das takes it a step further, and I think he's correct here as well. This part of the Chavaz Das, that the machloikis between Ilo and Tato is in the absence of Defanos, Mekaros, or Mechamemos. Tosas Yisod and Shabbos Emem and Beis. Why is Klisheni is Einem Mevashel? Because the walls are cold. Why is Klishen Mevashel off the fire? Because the walls are hot. That's the main determinant. And the only time Tatoi or Iloa get in is in the absence of either Defanos Mechamemos or Mekaros. Then and only then Is there a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel? Kein nira. Kein nira. Chavazdan says so. He emphasizes it time and time and time and time again. Of course, the question becomes, give me a case. Give me a case with no defanus makaros and no defanus machavan. Give me the case, Rabosai. Give me the case. Okay, what's the case? Let's take chamatok tonen first. What's the case? We know the case. Iroi! Iroi! Iroi is the case. Iroi is the case. Right? According to Rav, Elyon wins. According to Shmuel, the Tachton wins. It's only Kadei Klipa. That's the case. Why is it a case with an old defanus makamas or makaros? Because right now, I had a pot. Yes, the pot had walls which once were hot. But the water is flowing through the air with the greatest of ease. It's no longer in that pot. And now it lands on another item. So there's no hot, nothing cold. It's like no defanos. So there's no defanos, machamas or makaros. That's what Tatoi Lover steps in. Okay, that's an easy case. That's what's called Cham Latoch Tzonen. Fine. But what do you do? The Gemara is a machlokes, Rabbi Osai, Itmar. Look over here. Cham Latoch Cham Tzonen. Tzonen Latoch Tzonen Tzonen. Cham Latoch Tzonen Tzonen Latoch Cham. Whoa! What's the case, Rabbi Osai, of Tzonen Latoch Cham? Where is this Cham? Doesn't it have the Fanus Machamamos? Has to have, doesn't it? If there's no Fanus Machamamos, then it's why is it called Tzonen to be Cham? Cham has to be presumably Chom Pirishin. Most personal Chom Pirishin is considered to be Tzonin. As we get to learn Tzadi Beis, remember that? What's going underneath? It has to be clear. Yeah, so let us know. That whole story. Fine. What's the case? So the Chavasaz had two cases which he thought were neither the finest Mechamamos or Mekaros, where Tatar and Elah played a critical role. One of them is Dava Gush. Dava Gush, Rabosai. Dava Gush. There are no walls. What do you mean, no walls? Walls impact on liquids which assume their shape, but a big piece of steak, it does not assume the shape of the container into which it is, into which it's found, and therefore he says the walls are not walls. They don't. He's going with this chumra of the Marashal that Dava Gush is the status of a Kli Rishon. There are more happens to Paskin. No, what do you mean no walls? There's a wall to the floor. The floor is also a wall. The floor is cold. The plate is cold. So Dava Gush is klisheni. Okay, but the Chavazaz likes the Marashal. Although, honestly, again, he limits the Marashal to Bliya, not to Bishul. You may have learned when you learned the Shabbos that he's been makrin the Dava Gush. Why? Chavazaz is only Bliya. As it's against the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram extends the Chum of the Marashal to Bishul. Can't blame the Mogen Avram. I agree with him in principle that Bishul Bliya should be the same. Against the Chavazaz. Except I thought, we should follow the Mechab and Ramah, that Dava Gush is not considered to be Kli Rishon Mikar Adin. So even in Hilchos Shabbos Mikar Adin, we pass when there's no Bliya and there's no Bishul. Alright, in Hilchos Shabbos HaChil B'Mah Machma. In Hilchos Bliya is usually B'Diyevin, we have a right to be more lenient. Like the Mechab and Ramah, there's no Dava Gush is not considered to be Kli Rishon. Getting back. So Dava Gush is one case, Rabbi Osai, of lack of defanus according to the Chumras HaMarashal. Good. What's number two? A ladle. A ladle. A ladle, the walls are physically somewhat hot, but they're not considered halakhically walls which became heated by the actual fire, sort of in between. And therefore, a ladle, those are his two cases. Those are his two cases. That's what he says. The problem is, come on. The Gemara is referring to a case of Bosar Shanafa Lechol of Cham. No? What does it say over here, Bosar? Give a look. Tanya Hidoch. Bosar roseach shenafal atol cholav roseach. Also, cham atol tzonen tzonen atol cham mediach. Right? Klipa, fine. You get an impression that the case of what? Of tzonen atol cham, Rabbi Osai, is referring to meat which fell into hot milk. Nishkan ladle, nishkan davagush. What are you talking about? The cham is cham. But wait a minute. If it's cham, so it's defanus mechamamos. So if it's defanus mechamamos, so why is it a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in this kind of case? Of Tzonen the Tocham. That's the Kash. This Kash is raised by the Megillah Sefer against the Chavis Das. It's against the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. So he says as follows. He says, the Gemara is a Masech L'Shabbos, Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph. You may put a lot of water into a a pot that has just been removed. You had a hot pot of water. You emptied it out. You had to put a lot of water into that empty boiling hot pot. Kedei lahavshiron, so it should become lukewarm. What do you mean? Tefanas mechamamos. Nah. Tefanas mechamamos only means meaningful if it's a result of the Tefanas mechamamos. Whatever touches the Tefanas mechamamos will become yatzaledesbo. The case in Shabbos Memalaf Lavshiran, it will not become Yad Soledes Bo. Oh, comes to be, let's say, what a great idea. The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, where it does not become Yad Soledes Bo. So the Tefanas Mechamamos are not Tfilo Lachli as Mechamamos. Mefurish Kimon Shabbos Memalaf Amnav. Of course, is going with the Hanukha, which the many posts can have, as I told you before, that Ein Yad Soledes Bo is considered still to be subject to Tato Gomer. According to what we said earlier, that's not true. This teretz is obviously not going to work. So I want to say the following chiddush of Osai. The following chiddush, my own chiddush. I wanted to say as follows. When we talk about Tzolon L'Tocham, we're talking about the following situation. Yes, Davagush. Yes, Davagush. But not a Davagush which you put down on the plate. Once we put it down on a plate, we follow the Ramah, it's considered to be klisheni. It's a dove, gush, which is hanging in the air. After all, remember, when you used to roast the Korban Pesach, it was all by definition hanging. It was a spit. Okay? But not, Rabosai, while it's actually still on the fire. No way, Jose. While it's on the fire, there's no tator, no ilah, no rhyme, no reason. Whatever's on the fire wins, by definition. You had to imagine, you had this Korban Pesach, it was on the spit, and now you took it off, and it's hanging in the air. Maybe the spit, either you're holding it in your hand literally, or maybe the spit is being placed. When I was a kid, we had a rotisserie. They still have these things? A rotisserie with it. And then we put the thing, that long metal rod, and the rod would be resting on two ends, and the middle is there. I think if you still go into these meal marts and mozones, you want to buy a barbecue chicken, you may still see it there that way. And the long metal rod, was once on the fire, and now beautiful, delicious barbecue, and now it's just in the air. So while it's in the air, that's the case, Rabbi Osei, it seems to me, which is a case of Solen Letoch Cham. That's where the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel exists. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And that's what the Gemara talks about. Right? Korban Pesach Shesocha B'Shuma. Totally in the Shpud. Right? Presumably, when it's no longer on the fire. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. The problem is, Rabbi Osei, what about the Brisa? The Brisa of Tzon and the Tocham is talking about Bosor, which fell into Cholov. Right over here, look, it's here. Bosor of Sashin of the Tocholov. Right? So it's Chan, what is Timur's talking about over here? Tzon and the Tocham. Right? Tzon and Rabbi Osei, the Tocham. So it's a Brisa that it's Usser, and that Brisa seems to be a proof to whom? To Shmuel. Tanidach is bringing a trousers. So what's going on? Where is this hot milk? If the hot milk is in Tefanas Mechamamos, what kind of raya against? It's no raya against Rav. Everyone agrees. Tato Gova. You know what my Kiddush was? You're right. It's not a raya to anything. If you look on the Ran, here on page Kukhaf Aleph, you have it in Mem Aleph, where he discusses what the raya is. Right? What the raya is? Right? What is the raya? What is the raya? What is the raya? You get an impression from the Ran that the raya is not the case of tzonon l'tocham osur. No, I'm claiming tzonon l'tocham osur is osur l'chol adeis. Why? Because there's the tefanas mechamamos. What is the raya, Rabbi Osei? The raya is that Cham, Rabbi Osei, L'tok Tzonon. That's the raya. The raya is from Cham L'tok Tzonon. Okay? That's the raya. As Ran says, Cham L'tok Tzonon Mediach, Mishum de Tato Gomar. The raya is from Cham L'tok Tzonon, it's not also Bekulo. That's the raya. But that Tzonon L'tok Cham is also Bekulo, is the Choladeich, is the Fanus Mechamemos. That was my Chiddush. I hope it's true. I wanted to suggest to remind you that's what I had said shot in this sugya. I think it's Emes. I can't even guarantee anything. I'm saying it's really true over here, but I think it makes good sense. Now, fine. Having said this, there were two more points I want to make. One, Rabbi Osai, is that I said before that there may not be a mirror image, Rav and Shmuel. May not be exactly the same. May not be exactly the same. The Chazon Ish says as follows. The Rashbam says that Iroi is not Mavashel at all, according to Shmuel. Why? Tato Gova claims that the Rashbam would agree that according to Rav, if the Tato would be Cham, there would be a Bishul, at least Klei Klipa. Why? Because you understand, Rabosai, Shmuel has two things going for him. Now we get a little bit to the reasons. We'll come to it a little bit more in a few more minutes. Number one, heat rises, as the Issa Vehata says. And number two, he's same as what he says, the Tatar's Bimkomo has two things going for it, according to Shmuel. Number one, heat rises. And number two, Tatar is stationary. Therefore, it wins a dramatic victory. According to the Rashbam, even though the make a label, there's no bishop. Fine. But according to Rav, Ilah Govar, I know what kind of physics he had. He thought that maybe the heat sinks, doesn't rise. He said, I don't know. But he has to concede that the Tachlin's been Komo. You don't have to take physics to know that. It's there. So therefore, it's not as a dramatic a victory for Ilah Govar as for Tatar Govar. That's point number one I wanted to make. That's the Chazon Ish is in Simen Tes of Kotan Dalet. Okay, that's one important point that I wanted to make. Number two, Rabbi Osai. Number two. The Chavos Das has the following Nakuda. This is belongs much later, Rabbi Osai. In Simen Tzadi Beis, we spoke about there's an overflowing pot, lands on another pot, and the whole Shach talks about it, three different pshatim, not going to all the pshatim. The one of the pshatim is, again, the same idea, that the Kedera has been Koma. You know what? We can actually see the Shach. Let's just since we're in Sadi, I'm still in Sadi Beis. Let's just turn back one page to Sifkot and Lamed Vov. Where I was just before, I'm only turning back one page. Now it's just a single page. In the my edition of Shulchan Aruch, it's in the same page for you. Sadi Beis, Shach, Lamed Vov. What happened? That the Kiluach going from Pot A to Pot B, one is Fleshix, one is Milchix. What happens? Hakol also the Tato Gova. It's like Tzon and the Tocham. Okay? So the Shach Lamed Vav asks, Ein Kuf Hesiv Gimel, we have a Zay Tzol Zay, one is cold, Klipa is enough. Right? One here. Hocha! It's coming from the top. Okay? Inami, Kemesha Kedera Omed Bimkomo, Choshiv Tato. Here's that line which you said before. If you're in place, that's considered to be in the category of Tato. Now, even though they're side by side, but the one that's in place, the pot, compared to the pouring of milk, is Bimkomo, we apply Tato Gova. Shoin, we apply Tato Gova. Very, very nice. Tato Gova, we have the other throw. There's no heat rising over here. They're parallel to each other on the same level, but one is in its place. We apply the principle of Tato Gova. Tato Gova. What's it all about? Chavos Das asks, what do you do with Zay Tzol Zay? What? Kuf Hesiv Gimel. Zay Tzol Zay, would they put them both together at the same time? That's not mashma at all. So the Chavos Das says no. Omed Bimkomo means Shesomech es mashabolov, which means if I have two pieces of one kosher meat, trefa meat, things of this nature, so then none is relying on the other, since neither is relying on the other, and the next to one another, there's no tatar govar. But if one is in effect hanging on the other, relying on the other, because one is a pot, one is just a little bit of milk, so the pot overcomes the milk, and is considered to be in the category of Tato Gova. That's what it says in the Chavos Das and Simen Tzadi Beis Sifkotan Chof Dalet. Comes along the Megillah Sefer with the following question about Sai. The Gemara Ein Vav, Sachol b'shemet shel truma, depends upon ilah gavar or tatah gavar. According to the Chavos Das, it's an independent svara of somech. There's nothing to do with ilah versus tatah. That's his question. My answer is no, not at all. It's not an independent svara. The svara of somech is tatah. That's exactly what it means. If you hold tatah gavar, one of the reasons for tatah is not only the heat rises, but also that it's stationary. So therefore, somech is even a higher level than stam stationary. It's stationary plus, not only am I stationary, but you're, in effect, relying on me or dependent on me or secondary to me. In other words, if the two pieces of meat, I'm here first, I'm kosher meat, you're here next, you're straight for me, and side by side, no. So then why should anyone win over the other one? Why should you win? Not one on top of the other, or both sides, the one next to each other. And then neither is quote-unquote relying on the other one or leaning on the other one. They're two independent pieces. Okay? But in the case where there is one somich on the other, that's not an independent svara. That is what Shmuel said. Tato agavar. So that's exactly dependent. Rabbi would disagree with that. All right, Rabbi says you pour A on B, then A is going to win, even though the B is going to presumably be a somich. So I thought that we can answer that question relatively easily. Rabbi said this concludes this part of the shiur. We're not finished yet. We've covered many of the major issues which surround Tatar Gavar. And we have to discuss some of the additional issues which relate to this particular sugi. And with me so far, I'm just going fast, but I hope you know it a little bit. And I try to present it clearly so everybody should be able to chazer it again as we go. Oh. So there are really three more things I want to discuss today. Okay, we'll try to go in order. The very first, Rabosai, in that Tosis, do I still have it? I didn't give it back, right? Where's that? What did I do with it? Oh. I give it back to you?
Yeah.
Oh, you see? The bottom Tosis in Psachim, Ayin Vavim and Aleph, is a two-line Tosis. It's two lines. It's very, very important. We'll see you in Shulchan Aruch in a minute. There are two brises here. Keep in mind. Everyone look inside the riff. You have to look inside or you can't follow. The first, Tanya Kavosei de Shmuel. Alright, it means kole. Fine. Bottom line, which is the Raya? I told you before, my sheet is based upon the Ran. The Raya is not from Tzonon the Toch Cham. The Raya is from the case of. Excuse me. The Raya is not from Tzonon the Toch Cham. It's only from Cham the Toch Tzonon. I told you before. There's another Brysa. Tanida, a second Brysa. What's the second brisa? Basar roseach, shnevel tol cholav roseach. A different case, right? The two different brises. Says Tosfos here in the bottom Tosfos in Tzadi Ayvav in Masechta Psachim. Tema hasulamali lavia. What we call this? What is called piling on? You already brought one brisa like Shmuel. You bring another brisa like Shmuel. What do you add? The two identical brises. Omer Rabbeinu Tam achidish nifla the kamash malon. Tafilu cholov shari, the afal gav the chamat of tzonein boy klipa. That's only the first price. The first price is two salads. That's bedava shiochol asas klipa. Bedava lo shay klipa kama b'cholov mutter. Midlokatani yisura gabe cholov kadatani the klipa gabe basar. Chiddush nifla. For the first case, it's two salads. The first price. All right, then we wouldn't know the din about a liquid. And the second case is telling you chiddush nifla. You call it the basar, but the cholov is kosher. Because you cannot, it's impossible to take a peel off the milk. That chiddush you wouldn't know from the first brisa. This is the Rabbi Natan. The Riva says no. Riva cholek b'zeh. U'mashach shishim k'dei klipa. You need 60 times the k'dei klipa because the klipa is it. Disappears, all right? You need 60 times it's not. It's a thing machlokas rabosai between who and who. Rabbi Natan and the Riva, the bottom tosfos in Sochim daf ayin v'avim and alf. You all have it. You still have it. If you held on to it, you all still have it. Fine. Is a machlekes. Okay? A machlekes. All right. We know it's a big machlekes between the Gedolei HaPoskim. Fine. Now the question is, how far do we go with this chumrah, this kula, and what do the Poskim say about this very critical nekuda? Oh. So, Rabosai, we have to turn our attention to Iwi in general and we'll come back to discuss these things. And all everything's connected to one to the other. Rabosa, let me tell you what I want to say about iwi. We already pointed out that iwi, there are two kinds. It's lo nifsak and nifsak. In lo nifsak, it's a machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. We pass in the compromise view, as we said before. It's mevashel and mavliya kidei klipa. Because of Adam Megale Bolot. That's the classical case, we said, of Chamatov Tzona. Fine, that's exactly the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Eino chinami. That's exactly the case. Fine. Fine. We mentioned already before that here I'm willing to concede a possibility that Adam Megale Bolot is only a Chumra B'Yalma, maybe it wouldn't create Bishul. I'm willing to at least to consider it. Oh. Now, there's a Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham says you may not put a piece of hot meat into cold soup. Why? The hot meat's going to cook the cold soup. Psh. Question is, it's nifsak. Iwish and nifsak. Because the hot meat doesn't come straight it was separated and severed from the original pot. From the original pot. Okay? So Negle Tal asks, this Mogan Avraham is against the Ramah and the Shach, who say that Iwish and Nifsak, even if it's Mavliya, is not cook. It's not Mafdu Mavliya Kiecha, which is the definition of cooking. Isn't this Mogan Avraham against the Ramah? How can it be against the Ramah without telling us so? So we gave an answer. This is again from the Megillah Sefer. The difference between solids and liquids. And not tied into the Marshal of Dov HaGush. No. This solid is in the air. It's not, it hasn't hit bottom yet. Right? It's just landing now and into the water. So a solid which lands into the water, even though it retains some measure of its original identity as being a hot item, and it's going to impact on the soup into which it falls, as opposed to liquid, where we're going to be more makel and say, even if it is caused, does cause a blia, would not cause a bishop. Oh. Question becomes, this smoke on the rum is still difficult. Why is it different than mayim merubim b'mecha? What does that mean? We say, if I have a lot of water into a boiling hot pan, so we say it all gets mixed in. It reads what's called pshar, as poshrim. It becomes laf shiram. So it's okay. Say what's the pshat? Either first drop hit the boiling. You get one drop of water hits the boiling so hot pan, sizzles. We don't care about the one. We care about the whole thing. After it all lands, it's going to end up being lukewarm. Here too, let's say that this piece of meat, which ends up in the cold soup, don't consider this the first second when it hits it, the just lands and bangs into the first layer of cold and warms it up. Take into account the larger picture. Take into account the larger picture. See, it has a chiddush nifla. The pshat is that when the meat hits the soup, so it's a kadei klipa in both directions. Meat and soup and meat. Okay? So the meat and the soup is going to equalize at the end of the day. But the soup into the meat, that's not, because that meat is a unmoving item. The bottom klipa worth of the meat. That is what causes the problem. That's what causes the problem. That's a very, very big chiddush. The Chavos Das said so. And it's called Melechas Machsheves. Because since we have a Melechas Machsheves, it all gets mixed in. It would only apply to meat, wouldn't apply to a Kli. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa talked about this as well. Fine. Rabosai. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who is Mekil. There's no need to worry about a Klei Klipa if Klipa is impossible. So the Chavos Das is Rabbeinu Shalom. You are Rabbeinu Tam. You are the one who said that Iwi is Mevashel, even perhaps Bakulo. How come suddenly you change your stripes and you're so lenient when it comes to the situation over here in the Sugya where it's going to be Cham L'Tov Tzonon and its Klip is impossible? All of a sudden, a bit of time comes the biggest Mekel. From the biggest Machmir became the biggest Mekel. What is going on over here? What's happening? That's the Kasha which the Chavos Das asks against the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, the klipa according to Rabbeinu Tam should be medina, not me chumra. That's what he suggests. You know what he answers? Yes, it's true. Rabbeinu Tam is a tremendous machmir. tremendous machmir. Shabbos, it's usur. Everything's usur, usur. But you know what? It's only a mashahu. It's only a mashahu. It's only a mashahu, says the Chavos Das. It has impact on the Shabbos, absolutely. Because Bishul, even the mashahu, was usur b'daraisa chatshiyos in the Torah. But when it comes to Yoredeya, to Belias, look, so they came down, hit a mashahu, but that mashu, which is impacted upon, can't go any further. So Chazal Machmer today Klipa. But if Klipa is impossible, what are you going to say? You require Shishim based upon the Klipa? That mashu is not going anywhere. It's such a small amount. It can't, has no staying power. It can't go any further. So says the Chavos Das Pshat. Very nice. So says that. That's what he suggests. That it can't go any further. The problem with the Ramah, because the Ramah seems to say not only is the klipa in the liquid no problem, but even a klipa in the meat is no problem. That's a problem. That's an issue which we have to talk about. Shach has an interesting pshat in the Ramah. It's all here in Siman Tzadi Aleph. I'm not reading everything, but let's just take a little bit of a look over here. A little bit of a look. Something is in Tzadi Aleph. Something is on Kuf Hey. These are the two siman which go together. Take a look over here, Rav Osai, at the end. Let's see where I find this. We can see the end of Tzadi Beis is, no, end of Tzadi Aleph. Let's see if we can, not the end, I'm sorry. In the middle of Tzadi Aleph, the Ramor writes over here, this is the critical sif. Rav Osai, the most critical sif for this purpose is Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Let's read it together. We haven't even read it yet. Because we're skipping the end of Tzadi Aleph. Okay, well, let's read together Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Bosa v'cholav rosnin shenis arvo yachad. Afilu bosa tzonin l'tov cholav roseach. O cholav tzonin l'tov bosa roseach. Hakol osa b'shem d'tatoa gover. Ha'v'cholav roseach shenofel al bosa tzonin. O bosa roseach shenofel al cholav tzonin. Kolev ha'bosar v'ashar ha'bosar mutar. Ramon. U'v'mokam sh'ha'bosa tzorach klipa. Im lo kelfu u'bishlukach mutar b'di'evet. Whoa, he took it a step further. Not only is there no klipa traveling in the liquid, because only a mashu, the Chavos Das is teretz, but even the meat itself, if you were supposed to do a klipa and you didn't, it's not a problem. So the question is, why not? Why isn't it a problem? That's the question which was raised by the Shachs of Kotten Ches. Tzarechin, Tosis Tzadivov, says what? Mordechai Agudo, the Yerach Shenimlach, the ogur and the maril. So why not over here? Venire chidish nifla. Blok ama harad the mamakom shetzara klipa ubishlu. Blok klipa. The mutter b'di'eved. And the dumi dahacha the hachala mutter. Why is the hachala mutter? Because toisim psachin that we just saw. Lo shayach be klipa. Because it all gets mixed in. You can't. It's impossible. You can't find it, right? You can't find this meat right now. It's all mixed up. Okay, it's only limited to a particular case according to Shitas Hashach, where that piece of meat is no longer visible. But this is up Kimta Teretz. It's a Kimta Teretz. We don't find it over here. So the best answer here, both sides, is the answer that of the Mogen Avraham. You can see it here in the Otzer HaMeforshim Rabosai, in the base mayor over here. He says he doesn't understand the shock. It's against Kama Tamuli Svarazu. Fakert, Gufa Klipa Nisar Venivlo Meinyan Shlosha Klipa Shai Velo Bittel Ukshemakiru Mesa Gufa Klipa Yetama Osa Bepomas Mishishim. Fakert, the other way around. We're not going into the details. But Karchi ani murchorach laholos libri amogan avram tasaz lamed gimel klipa zu enu alachumra bialmo. That's pshat, Rabosai. That's pshat. The klipa here is the chumra bialmo. All the other klipas that the Shach was quoting was a klipa meikar adin. Meikar adin. This is what we assume in the halacha lemaisa as being true. That's the Mogan Avraham's teretz, which the base mayor likes over here, because the other teretzim are somewhat difficult. Oh. But now, Rabosai, we have to spend a little time, just a little bit, in the classical sources. We keep talking about Irui from the perspective of the Svaris of Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam and the middle Shita of Kedei Klipa to make a Lebola. What about the sources? So Tosin Shabbos Membeis quotes to Yerushalmi. Talks about Belia without Bishul. Yes, no, maybe so. Tosin leaves out the second half of the Yerushalmi, only quotes the first half. The Ran and the Rashba quote the second half of the Yerushalmi. To make a long story very short, the part that Tosin's quote seems to indicate that Belia and Bishul go together with the possible exception of Klicheres. That's what Tosin's quotes in Shabbos at Membeis. Membeis, we saw it by Riches. I'm not going to go into it again at length at the present time. However, the Yerushalmi goes further and says, quote, Ein chiyuv bishul kol she'ein ha'ur mahalich tachtov, which the Rishonim understand to mean that Kli Rishon is mevashel b'doraisa only when it's on the fire, not when it's taken off the fire. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi also, before we get to that, compares kiluach to stam irui. What's kiluach and what's irui? I thought it's hainohach. So initially we thought it meant that kiluach is if it slides along a cold surface. The Ramot Sadi Bei Zion, you might have thought it's mokal, kamash malon. No, it's just a schomer. That's one interpretation that I wanted to suggest. Perhaps even a better interpretation, Rabosai, is no. Kiluach means that it's coming from a pot which is on the fire. Now it's just lifted off the fire. You might have thought it's mochamer. That's the famous chazanish. Kamashma, we pass not that way. Or the Ramban's interpretation, probably the best of them all. Ramban says, kiluach means it's while it's in the air. And iru is after it lands. Kamashma, that the din is the same. Just as an aside, what the word meant in the Yerushalmi, that what's iru and what's kiluach. But the bottom line is you get an impression from the Yerushalmi that Kli Rishon itself is only a din with the Rabbanan once it's removed from the fire. Comes out, according to this understanding, that Irui in fact is not Mevashel, but it is Mavliya. So the Pukfaker, Tarsus brought a right from the Rishalmi. That with the possible exception of Klicheres, Bishul and Bliya are intertwined and inseparable. The Gra quotes in Samaches, quotes the Rashba and Torah Sabayis. Says the other way around. The Rishalmi's conclusion is that Irui can lead to Bliya, but can not lead to Bishul. It's only Bishul if it's literally on the fire. Not only is Irui not going to lead to Bishul, even the Kli Rishon Mamish will not be Bishul Daraisa once it's pulled off the fire. Wow. That's how the Gra and the Rashba understood the Maskonas Ha Yerushalmi. Obviously, Tosfos didn't learn that way. Tosfos didn't learn that way. Why not? Why didn't Tosfos learn that way? One of two things. Tosfos may have learned, Rabosai, that we don't paskin that way, because the Bavli is against Yerushalmi, because the Bavli holds that Bishul, that Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Rabosai, even in a case where it's pulled off the fire. The whole Yerushalmi is Shalom Kihilchasa. That's one possibility. Shalom Kihilchasa. We could say that pshat. Let's stick to that pshat alone. The other pshat perhaps we'll get to a little bit later. Oh. So now, having said this, we have to turn our attention to a number of final points, Rabosai, in the last 10 minutes of the shiur. I hope to be able to finish it. If not, we'll start tomorrow shiur. Maybe tomorrow we'll start a little bit earlier, a few minutes maybe, just to try to finish all these things if we can't finish it now. Oh. Let's listen very carefully. The Rashbam said that, again, that an Irui doesn't do much, right? Irui is klisheni. What will the Rashbam do with the Yerushalmi? So the Maskana may be, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, you mentioned that before, or we don't pass like the Yerushalmi at all. I talk about Kli Rishon D'Rabbanan versus Doraisa. But we pass in the Halacha L'Maisa, we pass in the Irui as a Doraisa. is a kadei klipa. That's what we pass in halacha lemaisa. We pass in this pasha pshat. It's a din d'oraisa. How do we know? Because it works lakula. It works lakula. If you're pouring what? Come on, let's chazer again. You're pouring mugloshin agave kemach. Remember that? And it takes away the shir chala. So you see, it's a din d'oraisa. If it'd be in the rabbon, it couldn't take away the shir chala. So there are a couple of ways out of this. Number one, the Ramban says, no. Ramban is a big Yerushalmi man. Everything's the Rabbanan. That's on the fire mamish. What do you do with the Yerushalmi? No. As long as you're prepared for eating, you're going to get edible in a manner which is not actual baking, it's never chayav v'chal. Like a bagel. Ramban and Pesachim say a bagel wouldn't be chayav v'chal. Because they first put it into, someone told me knows who was in a bagel shop? You first dunk it into boiling water before you put it into an oven. So that if it's a little bit edible, that itself would not get a bechira. That's what the Ramban says beferish Abosai in Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. That's number one. Number two, Rabosai, we had that Ravan. That Ravan discusses this as well. The Ravan says Mugloshim. Mugloshim is boiling hot. That's what it means. Boiling hot water. Boiling hot water is no tatogomar. Boiling hot water, everyone agrees. Maybe the Rashbam would agree. That's why I'm opposed to the cooler that Rav Neuvid has in the Sefer. You're allowed to pour boiling water over a bottle of milk to heat it up for the baby, because after all, it's only kadei klipa, and the jar is bimkom kadei klipa. I have two tainas against it. Number one, there are poskim who maintain that you use mevasha bekulo. It's the first day in Tosfos. Number two, if it's boiling hot, the Ravan says there's no tato govar, and therefore it's going to go through the bottle and have an impish back on the milk. That could be another interpretation, Rabosai, of the situation of mugloshim. So therefore there are many, many ways to understand this. Maybe the Rashbam would agree in these cases. It's a possibility. It's a very, very important chumrah that I have. I'm sorry, you don't hear too many chumras from me, but this is one of them. Because I'm not convinced that the Togov would appoint this case. Don't blame me. The Ravan says Beferish. Often a Ravan. The Ravan says so. That's what he explains. Case of Mugloshim. That's why I'm a big mach when it comes to Iri and Shilchot Shabbos, especially. I can pour my boiling water on the tea, because in the tea bag, and the tea bag is welcome to the klipa. What are you saying? You don't pass in that way. It goes through and it's maybe it's boiling and there's a argue with the kadei klipa a maximum. So I'm not into these coolers at all. I'm just not into it. There is a cooler which perhaps we can use, which is what happens if things get mixed up. The waters get mixed up. Rabbi said we saw in our Tosfos in Shabbos staff members of Ben Aleph that Tosfos admits the possibility that if I pour water into water, there could be an issue of Bishul, right? Because Iri, it depends on how much it is, a little, a lot, etc., the case may be. Tos and Psachim, that Nemem and Bey seem to say no, that even if you'll say that Iri is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, that's only if it bangs on a salad. That's the case in the Gemara. It bangs on a salad, it will be cooked that salad, a Kedei Klipa worth. What if water gets mixed into water? It's Misarev Miyad! It gets mixed in immediately, and therefore there's no cooking process. According to this opinion, which is the Machta Shekel, has a long discussion. We actually read it on the screen by Arichas Gedolim in Shin Yud Chesef Kotan Lamed Hey. It's a dispute between Tosfos and Psachim Daf Mem Amud Beis and Shabbos Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mem Beis Amud Aleph, they say there is a possibility of cooking when you pour liquids into liquids through the principle of Iwi. In Psachim Mem Amud Beis, they say it's no possibility. It's this Arev Miyad, and their big post come on hold away. The Beis Meir and the Bir Alocha quotes it. So there are certain poskim who do give certain coolers. It's very important that cooler, in a pinch, we can rely upon it a little bit. It's misarev miyad. We try not to rely upon it because it's a machlokos gedolei poskim. The Mishnah Berurah says sfeika deraisa lechumra. Maybe it's a bit serious with other leniencies. Oh. Again, I go back to my first point. My first point was, I think that Tato and Ilah is only in the case in which it gets hot. If it doesn't get hot, not. I think that's consistent with the Aruch HaShulchan's approach, with the Ravan's approach. Otherwise, the intensity wouldn't matter that much. The volume wouldn't matter that much. it's clearly an indication of whether it's going to get hot or not. If it does get hot, do we say that talk over? If not, not. Kane, Nira, Lee. Oh. Going back, let's try this. We'll get a number of more points in if we have time. One, there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says something very, very important. Kiva Eger says he thought that maybe Rabbi Natam, that's Mekil here on Afayin Vav, is only Mekil by Bosa B'cholov. Why by Bosa B'cholov? Because Bosa B'cholov, Derech Bishul Osra Torah. Derech Bishul Osra Torah only applies by Bosa B'cholov. It's a unique leniency. And therefore, that's where we're lenient over here. He quotes over here, none of you have this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's on the Ramah in Tzadi Alam Siv Dalin. He quotes Tosus Psachim Ayin Vav. Rabosai. That's where they get the cooler from. Rabbi Natam's cooler. He says, no. Why did Gemara bring two brises? I have a better territory more with two brises. You know why? Because the maybe only by Basa B'cholov was no deraisa. So it's not derech bishul. Otherwise we have no right to be mekel. And therefore we can suggest that you have to understand what they gave a teretz. They gave a teretz that the cholov is mutter. Here's the opposite kasha. Why bring the first brisa? Bring only the second brisa. Second brisa gives you the bigger kula. Tzarech lomar. You had to bring the first brisa. Could I have a question from Mediach Ademekel Ebola? Okay. The second brisa, you could have said no. You could have said no, it's only by solids and liquids. And the first brisa we said before is two solids. We said before there can be a distinction between two solids versus a liquid versus a solid. That's what he kept saying before. I believe that the distinction is because two solids is greater immediate contact. One can have a bigger impact on the other. So therefore, there are two brises for both sides. Two brises. The first brise is two gushin, right? You can do klipa, right? They're teaching you how to make a leaf maflu mavlia when it's two gushin. Okay, so Tosfos says Akasha, the second brisa, what does it tell you? Bosacham mecholav tzonein. See, here's another chiddush. He wants to say Rabbi Kiva Eger like this. This is, I think we're not going to get to it today. When I have hot meat falling into cold milk, or vice versa, what's tata, what's ilah? We've said from the very beginning, what do you mean pshita? Whatever fell in is ilah, whatever's in the bottom is tata, right? Who said? Chavas Das brings the right from Tosis of Tzadi Vav. Not that way. It started off on top, but it ended off on the bottom. So the Rashba versus the Feirish doesn't matter. Makes no difference. Because the Rashba is Lishitoso introduced an additional consideration. What was playing defense? What was it? Both Bimkomo. So originally the liquid was Bimkomo, so therefore it retained its status of Tata even after the item which fell in dropped to the bottom. But the Chavas Das claims that Tosis and Tzadi Vav and Beis Masechta Chulin disagrees. We're not going into all the protein of the complex from Rabbi Kiva Eger now. It's a little bit too complicated for me to explain to you. You have to understand this is a complicated matter which we can't fully conclude. And one more thing we can't fully conclude, just mentioning to you very briefly, there's another Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is found over here. Again, his brilliance does not allow me to capture it in 2 minutes. But just to show it to you, maybe tomorrow we'll just begin with it very, very briefly. Rabbi Kiva Eger is discussing over here on the Shach in Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Koton Ches. See, here too, there's a question which the poskim talk about. I'm out of time. I don't want to do things on one. I'm half a foot. So I wanted to finish. I didn't quite do it. Maybe we'll start tomorrow 10 minutes early. Only 10 minutes to finish that. We'll start 10 to 1. Lean at it tomorrow. We'll just finish up in 10 minutes. Lean at it or less. Tata Govar.